Entertainment executive and TV star Oprah Winfrey is in Johannesburg to fulfill a dream 6 years in the making that's destined to change the lives of dozens of young girls. Now, we had to think about this. Who could we send back to school, we thought? Aha! Jeff Conaghy is the man who could do with brushing up on his history, his maths, his English, his... And he's joining us now live from Johannesburg. Jeff, hey!
Hi there, Adrian. That's absolutely right. Picture this for a moment, Adrian. 52 acres, 28 campus buildings, housing everything from a gymnasium, a library with a fireplace in it, audiovisual equipment, a kitchen with marble tabletops, a gym, tennis courts. That's all right here behind me in this picturesque background. But I'll tell you what, Adrian, this entire thing was a long time in the planning. Oprah's been coming to South Africa for the past several years, determined to fulfill a promise she made to former President Nelson Mandela, or Madiba to most here.
So I said to Madiba, I would like to build a school and I would like to commit $10 million. This was 5 years ago. And he said, yes.
And just like that, the two broke ground for a girls' school just outside Johannesburg in what began as a $10 million project. It's since grown to $40 million and counting.
The dream for me was to create a school that I would most want to attend. So from the very beginning, I sat down with architects and I said, we have to have a library in the fireplace so that the girls can, it can be a place of learning as well as living for them. We have to have a theater because this is a school for leaders. And in order to be a leader, you have to have a voice. And to have a voice, you need oration. So the idea for the school came about based on what I felt would be an honor for the African girls.
And all this for free. Free uniforms, free books, free meals. Everything is free at Oprah's school.